There are only two ways available to everyone on Earth. One, the way of God, and two, the way of man. One way is superior to the other. The way of God is the way that leads to success and prosperity, but the way of man leads to destruction and pain. Today, we will dive into these two ways and know the deep secrets that comes with them. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Embarking on the way of God is akin to setting sail on an ocean of divine mysteries, where each wave carries the promise of revelation and each gust of wind whispers the secrets of a purposeful existence. The suspense that shrouds this celestial journey is not one of fear or uncertainty, but a tantalizing anticipation of the profound transformations that await those who dare to tread this sacred path. Imagine standing at the threshold of your life's journey, facing a crossroads where the world offers its glittering temptations and the divine beckons with an unseen, yet irresistible, allure. It is in this moment of choice that the narrative of your life begins to unfold. Will you follow the conventional routes, paved with fleeting successes that crumble like sandcastles against the tide of time? Or will you step onto the ancient, sacred path, guided by the eternal wisdom found in the scriptures? In the tapestry of faith, the Bible is a masterpiece, each verse a thread weaving through the fabric of our existence. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 challenges us to entrust our hearts to the divine navigator, to relinquish the illusion of control and surrender to a journey orchestrated by the hands that shape the cosmos. As we embark on this odyssey, we are not left in the dark. Rather, we are guided by the luminous words of the Creator. Let the story of Joseph be a lantern on this enigmatic path. From the pit of betrayal to the pinnacle of influence, Joseph's life mirrors the triumph of resilience, forgiveness, and unyielding faith. His narrative is not a detached parable, but a living testament to the transformative power of unwavering trust in God. Can we not draw parallels between Joseph's ascent and the peaks and valleys of our own lives, finding hope in the promise that our journey, too, is part of a greater divine narrative? The way of God does not promise a bypass around trials, but rather an illuminating guide through them. Consider the inspiring narrative of Job, a man whose faith endured the crucible of suffering. In the Symphony of Romans 8 verse 28, we discover that every note of our lives, whether harmonious or discordant, is orchestrated by a divine composer for our ultimate good. In this revelation, the suspense of adversity transforms into the anticipation of a divine symphony, where even the dissonant notes contribute to the grand crescendo of our purpose. Now, let's descend from the ethereal heights of Scripture to the practicality of our daily lives. Imagine a business where profit is not pursued at the expense of ethics, where integrity is not a casualty of ambition. This is the success on the way of God. Proverbs 22 verse 1 becomes more than a verse. It is a blueprint for a prosperous venture, where a good name becomes a currency of trust and honor. Visualize a family bound not by obligation, but by the threads of love, forgiveness, and unity. Ephesians 4 verse 32 transcends the pages of the Bible to become the guiding principle of your household. In the crucible of familial challenges, the power of forgiveness becomes a balm, knitting the bonds of kinship stronger than any adversity. It is within the walls of such a family that success takes on a deeper, more profound meaning, a legacy of love that transcends generations. In the workplace, envision leaders who do not wield authority as a tool of dominance, but as a mantle of service. The teachings of Jesus in Matthew 20 verses 26 to 28 echo in the corridors of such organizations, where leadership is not a pedestal, but a path of humility. The success cultivated in such an environment transcends financial gains. It becomes a culture where individuals flourish, creativity blossoms, and societal impact becomes the measure of triumph. Now, shift the lens to your personal life. The fruits of the Spirit outlined in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 are not abstract concepts, but the practical tools for navigating the complexities of existence. Imagine the success that stems not from external achievements, but from cultivating love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control within yourself. It is in embodying these virtues that you navigate the labyrinth of life with grace and purpose. As we tread the way of God, success reveals itself not merely as a destination, but as a continuous revelation, a manifestation of divine grace in every facet of our lives. Picture this journey as an expedition through uncharted territories, where each step resonates with the echoes of eternity. May your footsteps be guided not only by the anticipation of accomplishments, but by the transformative power of God's love, creating ripples of success that extend far beyond the shores of your personal journey.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.